Well, somebody stopped by. There was another man, a man about, I don't know, he looked like he might have been his 30s or 40s.
That was a man. Now, that was a son-in-law of the man that died. They left a note in the door for me to write a card of thanks to the Tomahawk, and I've not got it in them.
But I told him, he was kind of surprised you weren't here, so. But I knocked on the door, and then I walked around on the side, and I told him who I was. I didn't want to think to worry that I was a prowler or something.
No, I didn't. She just wrote on this note if I needed to ask her anything, call her, collect, and she gave me her telephone number in Kingsport. But I haven't. I won't need her. I can write that card of thanks all right. Now, Kitty, this is one time we can't meet, because I can't pet you now and get down. Unless you'll just sit down and let me still. Yeah, I like one. Have a little knife because of some of these beans. Do you see a little white handle knife right there?
So? See.
I'll get down here and get this cat out. These cats call me.
Now, let's see it. Okay. Now, I just want to start out by asking you some things about yourself. Your full name first.
Mary.
All right. It looks like you have some visitors.
Oh, my it's awful hard to catch any time with me when you can. Hello, girlies. Come on in. Some what?
Sweet William, see?
All right.
And I'll just lay him down here and we'll keep going. We'll see. You getting on, dear?
Did you mean to stay a while, Margaret?
No.
Well, you've got your girlies and all with you.
Oh,
had
I
your girlies.
Well,
did you want to get some flowers?
Well, we'll be back after a while.
Well, and maybe all right. Just come on back any time you can.
You're a very popular person, huh?
Too much so for my good.
Is that right? All right. Now, and what's your address here?
Laura Blueberry, Tennessee. Zip code 37680.
Okay, and your place of birth?
Right here.
And your age?
78 and a half or more.
Okay.
78 last February 26th.
Okay, and your religion?
Protestant.
Now, is that what church do you?
Presbyterian.
Well, Presbyterian church. Now, tell me a little bit about your education.
I went to grade school. I started when I was 5 years old, and I got sick and had to quit that year. And then the next year, I got to go the whole year. Finished the eighth grade here, went to high school 4 years, and then at that time they would let us teach 1 year on our high school certificate, and then we had to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And I started teaching at $30 a month, 5 months. And I could make enough in the fall to go to school all spring at Downtown City Teachers College.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, I helped a boy in high school while I was doing that.
Uh-huh.
And usually could get home with enough to buy a little paint and paint the house every summer.
Uh-huh.
The women used to ask my mother, said, wonder what Mary will do this summer,
uh-huh,
this old house this summer. And that's the way I spent the summers. And then I kept on that way until I had my